Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Burt Show.
All right, bear with me here while I make two phone calls live on the show. Now, I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know if they are actually going to answer or not.
You've never done this, by the way. You've never dialed a number on this show.
No, I had to be schooled on how to do it earlier. Tommy usually does it from in there.
Are you sure you know how to do it?
Yeah, yes. He practiced earlier.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
You might want to bring that down a little bit. The first place I'm calling here is a radio station, actually, called Victory 91.5. It's the Sound of Revival. It's a Christian station in Cumming, Georgia.
And why are we calling?
Yeah, if you need to talk to Jesus, you don't have to call that station.
You don't think he's picking up the request line?
No.
Okay.
I think it's 1-800-JESUS.
What are you doing?
I'm calling to talk to Ray Haynes, who I believe
Thanks
is the
so much for calling Victory 91.5. Just a quick note, this call may be recorded for internal purposes or for possible use in production or promotional materials. You can find all the details in our privacy policy on our website. And if you prefer not to be recorded, please press the star key now.
Says we are a listener-supported Christian radio station focused on anointed worship and powerful teaching. It's all about Jesus, says their website. All of the worship, all of the teaching, all of the time. Hi, is this Ray? Hello?
Hey, this is Ray.
Hey, Ray. It's Bert calling from Q99.7 doing the Bert Show. We're live right now. Christian station hung
Jesus
up
on me. Jesus don't want to talk to you.
The Christian station just hung up on me.
Why are you calling the Christian station?
Probably thinks it's a prank.
Yeah.
It's not a prank. I'll tell you what I was doing. So Amanda and I were spending some time with each other over the weekend on our date night. I'm getting to know her a little bit. And this station, Victory 91.5, has been around for like 25, 30, 35 years doing their thing, right? Now, when she was younger, it was Victory 91.5, the rock that holds, not the rock that rolls.
Yes. Okay. I remember her telling this story.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, she's told me the story.
So she goes over to her friend's house. You know what? I got to call him back.
He probably thinks it's a bit like a prank.
It's funny that you should mention prank, but this is not one.
But he doesn't know that.
I know.
He's like, what, we're live? I don't want to be live.
Why is this not working now?
They blocked you.
Maybe.
They blocked the first show. You've been blocked by Jesus. That's how
Thanks
I feel
so much
sometimes.
For calling Victory 91.5. Just a quick note, this call may be recorded for internal purposes or for possible use in production or promotional materials. You can find all the details in our privacy policy on our website. And if you prefer not to be recorded, please press the star key now.
Who gets hung up on by a Christian station?
You.
The devil.
Maybe they know something that I've only thought of. He's not going to pick back up.
This is why we record things after the show.
Hmm?
This is why we record things after the show.
I haven't got time for that. I got to plan vacations.
Good morning. Thanks for calling Victory 91.5.
Oh, great. Hi, this is Bert calling from Q99.7. Don't hang up on me. We're live on the air, but I'm calling to apologize.
Oh, well, okay. So... how can we help you, or why are you calling?
Okay, so this is Victory 91.5. You guys have been around for a very long time, right?
We sure have. 44 years, almost 45.
Wow,
that's amazing.
Congrats.
And I know you guys do really, really great work in the community. So I was talking to my fiance over the weekend, and she grew up listening to you guys when she was very, very young. And one night when she was 12 years old, she was at a sleepover with a bunch of her girlfriends. And she told me it was neat, except all of them decided to prank call you guys three different times and thought it would be really funny to order pizzas from you guys.
See, I can laugh at that because we were all 12 once.
Well, here's where the joke gets really interesting is that on the third one, somebody at Victory called back and their parents answered and they got in trouble, big time trouble, because they were pranking you guys.
Oh, funny. Well, bummer, but I guess we all get caught from time to time.
So all these years later, I left that conversation. I said, I'm going to call them and I'm going to apologize for you for three times ordering pizza from the Christian radio station. Of all the stations they could have chosen to prank, they went with the Christian one.
Well, we thought you were automated 5 minutes ago when you called. Were you automated or were you real?
No, we start automating on October 27th.
We thought your call wasn't real. We thought, to be honest, when Ray answered, because he's in the middle of his morning show.
Yeah.
So we thought somebody's pranking him and gave out his name and the radio station's number. Who would do that?
Absolutely not. I have the good taste not to prank a Christian station. My fiance did not. She was 12.
So now, am I on the radio now?
Yeah, you are.
No! Well, oh, my word. You might have led with that.
I did lead with that.
You did? We were legally obligated to let you know in the beginning, and we have it on tape that he did.
I appreciate your time, and thank you for treating her so well back in the day.
Well, thanks for calling, and sorry we thought you were an automated joke 5 minutes ago. But
oh, no, honey, he's a joke. Trust me.
It's a joke, and it will be automated soon.
An unautomated joke.
Okay. Have a great day.
Hugs to you both, and y'all have a great week, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye. You
too. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, the second one I need to make. We need to do this quickly here.
Okay. Is this like an apology tour or something?
Yep.
We should do that the whole last week of the show. We don't have enough time.
I apologize for this segment.
Are we calling the devil now?
Why?
Now you know how hard it is for Tommy to dial.
Yep. Fat finger syndrome.
Oh, I do still see the glitter on your face.
Do you?
Yep.
It's the devil's dust.
This is Gainesville Middle School.
Thank you for calling Gainesville Middle School East, home of the Red Elephants. For the operator, press 0.
Para escuchar opciones en español, presione el asterisco.
I don't think they're going to pick up.
It is kind of carpool school start time.
They say that school opens at 7 a.m., so there should be somebody on the switchboard, but no. All right.
Wait a minute. They may not be in school today.
Oh, that's right.
Today's
they're
Columbus
out.
Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's a digital learning day.
Digital learning day?
Yeah, don't get me started.
What is that?
So, like, Hazel's not in school either, but they give them assignments that they have to do at home, but there's no actual live class instruction because I think the teachers are at a conference and it's like conference week.
Gotcha. Okay. The reason why I was calling Gainesville Middle School was Amanda was cruising around when she was like 16 years old with some of her friends, just kind of doing what 16-year-olds do around town. They drive by Gainesville Middle School and the sign on the very front, you know, how they have their signs and their letters, said Science Night, March, and then whatever the year was, Amanda and her friend got out, turned the March sign, the M and the March, over, and then took some of the letters, just leaving Wiener Night. So, and then drove off. So I thought, you know what? Let me call Gainesville Middle School and apologize for Wiener Night.
Yes.
And it was my fiance that back in the day was responsible for that.
I don't feel like that's something you should apologize for. I feel like that's something that you should be commended for.
It's a badge of honor?
Wiener Night is a badge of honor, yes?
The Burt Show.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.